Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The musical Hedwig and the Angry Inch centers on an East German transsexual who moves to America after a botched sex change operation. As the show begins, Hedwig is performing a concert and recounting her life story: childhood abuse, a disastrous marriage to an American soldier, and after being plunked down alone in Kansas, a doomed romantic and songwriting partnership with a Christian teen who becomes a rock star. Hedwig remains obsessed with this former love, Tommy Gnosis, and follows him on the road, accompanied by her loyal new husband, Itzhak. It's a tour de force powerhouse rock musical that is as funny as it is heartbreaking. Hedwig and the Angry Inch opened on Broadway in April of 2014 with Neil Patrick Harris as Hedwig and Lena Hall as Itzhak. Both won Tony Awards for their performances, and the show won Best Revival of a Musical. Hedwig ran off-Broadway in the late 90s and was made into a movie that was released in 2001. The book of the show is by John Cameron Mitchell, who won a special Tony Award this year for his work, and the music and lyrics are by Stephen Trask. In the year plus that the show has been running on Broadway, Hedwig has been played by, in addition to NPH, Andrew Rannells, Michael C. Hall, the aforementioned John Cameron Mitchell. She's currently played by Darren Criss, and Taye Diggs will take over the role in late July. The incredible Rebecca Naomi Jones has played Itzhak since April of this year. Her other Broadway credits include Passing Strange and American Idiot. Off-Broadway, she appeared in This Beautiful City, Wig Out, and Murder Ballad. Rebecca Naomi Jones, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This show is huge. The part is amazing. How did you slip into this production of Hedwig?
Well, it actually was an exciting little happenstance, the way that I ended up in the show. I mean, it wasn't something that was random. It happened in a way that was not on purpose, but it was an exciting little thing, which is to say that I auditioned for the production when it was originally being remounted for Broadway. So that was, I guess, 2013, December. And it came down to very, very close between me and Lena. And then basically when Lena was leaving, they just called. So that was really nice, to not have to go back in and re-audition and to be trusted that way. And, you know, since I have a relationship with Michael Mayer, and yeah, it was a nice, somewhat easy transition. And
I know it's a big part of the job you've made your career, to get close to getting a role and then not get it. How do you recover from that? How do you bounce back and keep working?
You know, it's just one of those things that it does hurt, and it is something that you have to work through. It's not an easy thing, but the older you get, the easier it is. And I think that I have found that the way I get through it is just by keeping perspective about the things that I do have, and the fortune that I have had in the business, and keeping some sort of faith, some sort of realistic faith in the belief that the work will come. And so if you don't get the job wasn't supposed to be for you. The job was supposed to be for that other person. Maybe that other person needed that job more than you did, or maybe that person was just the right person for the job at that time. And that's helped me immensely for years, because there is always a job at some point for you. And I think that stuff does, as hippy-dippy as it sounds, that stuff does feel like it's on purpose. I mean, any work that I've had has led to long-lasting relationships and friendships and business relationships, and work that has informed my life and has taught me a lot. So you just have to, you know, hold on to your friends and your family and try to hold on to some sort of faith in your work, and that the work will continue. But it is, of course, very, very difficult. And you know, this job, this career, is certainly not easy. And it's funny, because as you get older, in some ways that part of it does get easier. The sort of breathing through the rejection gets easier. But at the same time, life stuff becomes more important, and the stakes of high stakes of trying to deal with life, and the importance of making money and the importance of having some sort of stability becomes more important in your life. And so having to balance both of those things, the sort of breathing through it and breathing through the rejection, and also being trying to be realistic and practical about what you need in your life. It's an interesting little headbutting of worlds.
Did you have a relationship with, were you a fan of Hedwig and the Angry Inch before this Broadway remounting?
Absolutely. I never got to see the Jane Street production. I don't remember why, but there was some reason. I think beyond just me not making it there, because I do remember being aware of it. But I fell in love with the film and watched it so many times. I could watch it and quote it, you know, and listen to the soundtrack over and over and over and over and over again. So I have been a fan of the piece and of John Cameron Mitchell for years. And so when I knew that Michael was doing the show, I was so excited to hear that, but I actually never assumed that I would even audition to play the role because I am brown-skinned. And, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal if we were talking about Americans, but because the character is Croatian, I just really assumed it wouldn't ever come into my hands. Not that I haven't played, I mean, I played a German at the Belasco Theater where I am right now already, and I've also played a Dutch person there, but it was a different kind of play where it was very on purpose that African-American people were playing white Europeans. But in this situation, I really just didn't even assume I would audition, and that was something actually pertaining to your question earlier. It was a very last-minute phone call I got from Michael Mayer when he was in final callbacks for the original round of casting this Broadway version of the show. He just called me and was pretty much said what I thought. He was like, we weren't going to bring you in because you're not the right type, but I keep being curious to see what your version of Yitzhak would be, so would you mind coming in in full drag and facial hair and all of that? And I was like, I would not mind at all. So it worked out.
And what is your version of Yitzhak? How did you build it?
Well, I have to say the entire crew and stage management team and creative team has been so paramount to me creating my own version of the character, because I've never replaced before. And I was really, honestly, pretty scared about it, just because I'm used to having the luxury and pleasure of creating a role. And I was just a little bit afraid of having to like step into someone else's shoes. And, you know, Lena is so great and won a Tony Award. And you know, she's beloved for that work, and rightly so. And so for me, I think just being a normal person with normal people insecurities, I was a little bit like, am I going to have to just do what she did? And that's the only way that this is going to work? And in that, am I going to be bored and feel like I don't get to have any sort of creative input, because that's what I thrive on. And especially for 8 shows a week, you know, I am someone who needs to feel my creative juices flowing. But I was so, so thrilled that Michael and Johanna and our stage manager, Lisa Iacucci, and everybody, the crew, the band, John Cameron Mitchell, everyone has been incredibly encouraging of me to do my own thing. And I'm talking even hair and makeup. So that was a big thing. Our hair and makeup designer, Mike Potter, was like, you know, we brought me in for my wig thinning, and I assumed I was going to have the same wig as Lena, which was this really cool greaser little Elvis style look. And he was like, actually, I think, why don't we try something else on you? And so we ended up with cornrows. And same thing with the costume designer, Ariane Phillips. She was like, I've been actually for a while thinking about wanting to switch up the costume design for the finale outfit. And now that we have you, and you have a different kind of body than Lena, and why don't we just make something for you? And that's just been across the boards. Justin Craig, our music director, has been incredibly encouraging of me making different vocal choices. And that's been so delicious for me. In terms of making it my own, I think I just came at it as if it were a role that I was creating from the start, and only tried to do the things that the previous person had done, insofar as you know, hitting the beats at the right time and get going to the right place at the right time. And so I didn't get to create the staging of it, but it's actually very loose in a lot of ways. And that's been just really fun to get into my body and learn how to move like a man and stand like a man. And it's been wildly freeing.
How do you figure that out? How do you work at being a man? And you've never had to do it before.
No, I've never had to do it aside from, you know, like those kinds of Shakespeare pants roles where a character, you know, dresses, acts like a man for a second, but it's supposed to be sort of like the audience is in on the joke with you, and it's, you know, it's a totally different thing. This is more actually, if we're lucky, supposed to be somewhat convincing. I really approached it like mask work, I guess. For me, aside from watching men on the train and seeing how they sit and spread their legs too wide for anyone else to sit.
The epidemic of man spreading, yes, it's real.
It is real. But aside from that sort of observation work, I just enjoy doing some mirror work. And Paul McGill, our associate choreographer, helped me with that as well. Just getting in the mirror and seeing how my shoulders needed to hunch in a different way and how my head needed to be placed in a more forward way. And a big, big thing for me was finding out that I tend to stick my butt out as Rebecca. And I didn't even know that. And so Paul would remind me to actually stick the invisible appendage out instead of the butt. And so that was a fun and enlightening experience. And now it's really second nature. It's really funny. It's like I'm now out in my normal life. Even the way I'm sitting right now, like my head's forward and I've been tucking my butt in. You know, it's just so strange, but kind of lovely and exciting how it just becomes habit. And especially once I get into the costume helps immensely. It's heavy, and I actually have that additional appendage. I have one just for me, just so I know it's there, and all of that helps immensely.
You got to play opposite John Cameron Mitchell for a while now, and you've now had a switch. Darren Criss is playing Hedwig now. How does that feel? Well, I guess it's two questions. Was it as amazing as one would imagine performing with John Cameron Mitchell first?
Yes, it was incredibly amazing. I was so nervous at first. I didn't realize how nervous I would be because I've met John before and we've hung out socially a little bit, and he's such a lovely, loving, generous personality. But just doing the show with him brought some surprising nerves for me. But it was so exciting, especially, you know, we would get to the Origin of Love section of the show and that beautiful artwork would appear on the scrim in front of us. And I just nightly had this namaste moment of like how, you know, meta it is to be doing this show next to John Cameron Mitchell and singing these beautiful harmonies next to him and Stephen Trask being there watching it. It has been a really impactful thing and very, very, very exciting. And then it's been kind of wild to switch it up now with Darren because the show is actually very, very different because John was injured. And so we were doing a very modified version of the show in which I was doing a lot more heavy lifting since John was doing more stationary work in the show. So I was bringing him chair and bringing him switching his microphones a lot and doing bringing him a crate, this little like crate thing that he could put his foot up on, like a ottoman, or like you know, there's choreography in the show where Hedwig gets up and opens the door a lot of the time or moves these set piece buildings, and all of that stuff I was doing. And it seemed like so much stuff in the beginning, and it was like hard to even remember it all. And then, of course, now that I got comfortable with that after 2 weeks, now I'm doing Darren's version of the show, and I'm like, wait. I just sit here?
Yeah.
You know?
Now you're the one who's fairly stationary.
Yeah, it's so, so bizarre. And also, you know, Darren is just a completely different performer, and so the energy is totally different, and the energy between us is totally different because he's a completely different person, and we are playing a married couple with a very complicated relationship. And so the complications of the relationship are actually very weirdly, acutely very different. And so that's been really strange. I have to admit, like, a Tuesday night when we did our final dress rehearsal with Darren, I cried because it felt like I had gotten a divorce and gotten remarried immediately, you know? It was just this weird, like, shakeup of emotions and, like, wait, who is this new wife? And we have a totally different thing, but Darren is great.
Rebecca Naomi Jones plays Yitzhak and Hedwig in The Angry Inch at the Belasco Theater on Broadway. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.